Danny J.
And I'm Jill Coleman.
Welcome to the Best Life Podcast.
Here we talk about everything from success, money, relationships and entrepreneurship, to productivity, honest communication, positive psychology, and how to cultivate an abundance mindset.
Make money, travel the world, deepen your relationships, live full out.
This is the Best Life. What is going on, besties? We are back in the studio Danny Jizzle.
What's up? This is Danny Jizzle.
And this is Jill Coleman. All right. Today, we want to talk about the concept of authenticity. And this word, I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit sick of this word. Like, this has been around for a long time. You know, I feel like this was a big thing, and it still is a big thing, by the way, but this is something that I feel like you and I probably got introduced to in like 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. 2012, mm-hmm. right? Yep. This idea of being authentic online. It wasn't as talked about then than it is now. And what's really wild to me is that we're seeing people pop up as coaches who help people be authentic. Now, this is really interesting to me only because it feels like it's just ironic. If you think about like authenticity is really being able to show up online as who you are. And on one hand, you're like, isn't this the easiest thing ever? Like, you don't have to be anyone else. Like, it seems easier to just be you.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have a really hard time being themselves online. And should people be authentic? Is there how do you be authentic? What's the value of being authentic? Can you be too authentic? And what does it actually mean? Yeah. And do we need coaches to help us do this?
Well, I saw this woman who posted, she said she was a digital authenticity expert. So that's a new expertise. I don't know, maybe digital authenticity is a new major in colleges. I'm not sure, but
who knows? It's been a while.
I've seen this other thing going around. It's a trend, as they call it now. This trend that has been a picture. The first picture is of you doing whatever. It doesn't really matter. And then there's a caption over the top of the photo that says, Instagram is fake, but here are some things I struggle with. And it's a swipe through and it's these like vulnerable shares. And this is also another piece I want to talk about on authenticity, because I've seen a couple people do reels kind of against this trend, saying like, hey, you don't need to do this. Like, you should already be being yourself. And also Instagram doesn't need to be fake and blah, blah, blah. So I think authenticity is important to talk about. And I also have seen this trend of faux authenticity, like
totally.
Pretending
same.
To be
same.
Extra authentic.
I'm so glad you said that, because I've seen the same thing. I'm like, this is actually a benefit. What you're talking about is actually compelling.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. No, first, to answer your question, do I think people need an authenticity coach? I don't understand how that would even work. I should maybe hire one and see. Like, what would you tell me to do?
I think you're the most authentic person I know, though. So probably you don't need it.
What would you? I'm very curious as what an authenticity coach would do. But I think authenticity is also dependent on the person, right? Being true to the one thing you said was being you, being true to yourself. So what some people share authentically to them is like, maybe they're an oversharer. They just happen to share a lot of shit. That doesn't mean that if you're a private person that you need to overshare. That just means like, if you are private and you stay private, that's authentic to you. And I think there's been this misunderstanding of authenticity and tying it into vulnerability and thinking that really deep vulnerable shares or things that are like embarrassing or things you don't want to talk about, if you share that, that's the only way you're authentic. And that's not true. Some people are just very private people, and some people are very outgoing. Some people are very quiet. And I think being authentic is just being you. It doesn't mean you have to overshare or follow these trends of like what's really going on, like the shitty things that are going on in your life. If that doesn't feel authentic to you, don't do it. Which was actually one of the reels that I've seen where people like, don't do this trend if that's not your jam, you know?
Well, yeah, I think that's really, I mean, I don't know about you, but there was definitely a moment a couple of years ago when reels started on Instagram and everyone was doing the point and dance skits and the lip syncing skits. And immediately I was just like, that's not me. I just knew it wasn't. Like, I was just like, there's no way. Like, my audience would be like, what the fuck? Like, literally. So I think it's okay to just be like, that's not me, even if it's the thing that seems to be getting traction. I love that you said that these posts, and I've seen them too, where people are like, Instagram's fake. Here's some things that I'm self-conscious about or whatever. I do like the idea of it because I do feel like, you know, I don't think that Instagram is fake, by the way. I don't think people always say like, oh, it's not the real world. And I'm like, it is the real world. It's just online. Like the relationships you build there, the conversations you have, those are real conversations with real folks. It's just happening on the internet. And so I don't think that it's necessarily fake. I think most of us, and this is human, we do want to present ourselves online in a good light. And that's like anyone. But that's the same if you went to a cocktail party, you didn't know anyone. You're not immediately dumping, you know, necessarily about all of the things that you're scared to talk about. You're talking about the benefits. Are we talking about the successes you've had or things you've overcome? I have seen people do this trend, and the things that they're self-conscious about are actually like transformations. Like, so for example, I saw someone say, you know, I really spent a lot of time being really self-conscious about my body. But then I just decided, you know, who cares, screw it. And for the last 3 years, I've just been showing myself how I am. And I'm like, that's not something you're self-conscious about. That's a transformation you made, which is great, you know, but that's a different sort of level. I do think in general, it's nice to sort of bring, and it definitely humanizes folks for sure. I think there's a difference, and I'm glad you said this, of being authentic and being vulnerable, because I also think that vulnerability has merit. I do think that vulnerability has utility. Talking about like Brené Brown stuff, I really do believe that for a lot of folks, it can be cathartic to share something that maybe historically has been taboo or has historically been shameful in some way. Like, think about you and I even sharing about infidelity. It would have been probably maybe a little bit easier to just not share about it, you know, and just kind of like just not say anything and whatever. But you and I both shared because we felt like we wanted people to know who were going through something like that, that they weren't alone, and to talk about that transformation. And so that feels really vulnerable. But I think there's a difference between being vulnerable and dumping, emotionally dumping on social media. And I do think that we see this more on Facebook than anywhere else. I feel like the Facebook feed is like a train wreck. Sometimes I just feel like it's everyone's political thought that they had one time that came through their mind that they're throwing up on Facebook to just be like this. And it's like, and of course, Facebook will push that stuff out to the feed because that's what's getting responses. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's all you tend to see is like this, like more like a clickbaity sort of outrage content, but it will get a lot of eyeballs if you post about, you know, the breakup you're going through and that you caught your ex cheating and you have screenshots of the text messages and you share the text messages on social media. Like, that will get a lot of eyeballs, but it's not doing what I think a lot of people want to do on social media, which is inspire, right? And so it's like, cool. It's like you're sharing, but are you sharing in a way that has any sort of – that adds value? I guess that's always my thing. And I'm always going to look at things through the business lens. I mean, maybe if you're someone who's a consumer of content and maybe not a creator of content, I'm always going to look at the lens of like, is this useful? I mean, we did that episode a couple of weeks ago about how my selfies are obviously not useful, but read the caption, bitch. That's all I'm saying. But it was – so I'm always looking at like, okay, is there something that I can share here? Is this – I mean, even when you and I shared about our divorces, it wasn't just like, this. Look what this asshole did. It was like, okay, but let's talk about what the transformation was, even if we don't have the full transformation. At least there's some sort of positive turnaround to, here's what I'm trying. Or, you know what, I'm not out of the weeds yet, but like, here's what I'm doing. At least there feels like there's something there that's uplifting to folks or inspiring to folks. And that's why we love these sort of transformation stories. So I do believe that you can be probably a little too transparent. But it depends on what's the value you're bringing or what's the point of the post, I guess. And so for a lot of people, they use it as like a dear diary. Like I said, over on Facebook, it's a mess, but I think a lot of people use it as like a dear diary. So just asking yourself, like, am I sharing something in service? I'm curious what you think about people who use authenticity as an excuse to be an asshole.
Well, I mean, I guess it means that they are authentically an asshole.
You know what I'm talking about, right? We're like, this is the way I am. And I'm like, but you're still like, you'd be a kind person.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't think it's a great excuse, but it's also like, okay, if this is how you are, then I guess we know. Like, I guess this is who you're going to be. I think what's interesting too, I know we say authenticity is like being yourself. And I think that sometimes hearing that is almost to some people like hearing just stop eating when you're full. It's a little bit like, I can't, like, what does that mean? I'm different with these friends. And I guess what I mean is, like, when I'm speaking to the camera or I'm speaking to you right now, we are having a conversation as we would have a conversation. But a lot of times when we're creating content, we're not talking to another person. So it's hard. So I try to pretend almost that there's someone else on the other side. I have some friends, and over the years, I've met so many content creators, but I have a handful of friends who their camera voice and who they are on camera is so different than who they are in person. It's almost like they turn on a little character and their voice changes and everything changes. And it's like, you almost do like a double take when you meet them in person. And so for me, when I think of like how to be yourself, you're like, what the fuck does that mean? It's how would you be talking to a friend sitting across from you? That's what I think of when I say, you know, be yourself. So to your question too, on like, well, this is how I am. Like if you're an asshole to your friends and you're being authentic and that's you, then cool. At least we all know exactly who the fuck you are and to stay away from you being an asshole. But I think that like being yourself is really picturing yourself in the scenarios where you would be the most comfortable having conversation and how would you show up then? How would you speak then? Would you be swearing or not swearing? Would you be yelling or not yelling? Would you be having a totally different voice because I have friends with like a TV voice. I'm like, what the fuck voice is that? I've never heard you speak like that in my life. So I think sometimes hearing that just be yourself is honestly a little confusing to some people.
I love that you said it's who you are when you're in your most comfortable place. I think that really is it. Like when I think of authenticity, and I remember I think I've done like whole full trainings on this back in like 2012 when like internet business was kind of new. I really think it is just being unapologetic about your wants, needs, desires, how you show up in the world. What I meant by like using it as an excuse to be an asshole is just like, we've talked about this before where it's like you're an Enneagram 8 and you're like, well, that's just who I am. And like, that's just my personality. And it's like, okay, well, there's a consequence to being you. There's a consequence to just being like, I don't give a fuck with anybody. It's like, all right, that's your authentic way of being. But also there are. So I think it's hard because on one hand, you want to be authentic, but you also want on some level to be likable too. And I think that the people who have a hard time being authentic focus way more on, I want to be likable. And some people are like, I don't care if I'm likable or not. I'm just going to be authentic. And so I do think there's probably some kind of spectrum here where it's like, yes, we want to be likable. I think everyone does. And that holds true for in person too. It doesn't have to be online. So I think that's why maybe some folks have a hard time being themselves because they don't know if their true self is likable enough for online business, especially when we look at some of the people who are like top in the industry. You know, you look at someone who's like super successful online and like, I don't know, I'll just give an example, like Marie Forleo, you know, she's kind of like the OG female internet marketer in our space. And she's been super successful. And you kind of look at her and you're like, okay, well, she's always like really put together. And she's always like, everything is really highly polished. And, you know, she has this kind of like fun side of her because she lives in New York, but then she also is like everything, like she's really dresses nice and everything's very professionally put together. And so you just think, well, is that the only way to be successful? So then anything less than that must not be okay. So this is why we are like, if I'm going to go live, I need to make sure my hair and makeup is done. This is, if I want to go on stories, I got to make sure I have a filter on, like, or if I even post anything, it needs to be professionally, you know, so it's a lot of that kind of stuff. Whereas I do believe that for some folks, that's what they like. They like that highly polished feel. And for other people, they're just straight up themselves. And they're like, they're cussing left and right. And they're, you know, we actually have a mutual friend who just always shows up in her reels and her stories with like a top knot and like pajamas and like And she's crushing it. She's doing so well. So I think that's an example of someone like of being yourself and just owning it. Because if anything is attractive, when I say kind of like likable, I mean like attractive to folks, not like physically, not necessarily romantically attractive, but attracted to. I think all of us are attracted to folks who just own their stuff.
Yeah.
Ownership is extremely attractive. Self-awareness is extremely attractive. And I think there is an attraction to folks who do just know themselves. Like there is a self-awareness, they know themselves, and it's congruent. Congruency is attractive. It's like, this is who I am here. And it's the same as how I am online. And it's the same as I met you at a live event. It's the same as, and so they're unapologetic when they show up wherever they are. And I know you and I probably both had that, especially coming out of the competitor world. We had those moments where we're like, is it okay to post a picture where I'm not in show shape? Like I went through that. And I just remember saying to myself, to Jill, you know, you want to go speak on stages. You can't be dieting all the time. Like you have to just be able to like show up and be like, this is who I am. This is what my body looks like. I never want someone to see me in person and be like, what? That she looks completely different than online. She is so different than she is online. But for a lot of folks, I know that it can be a little bit hard because there is that feeling of like, is my authentic self good enough or attractive enough to make it or to be successful?
I liked your examples of Marie Forleo and then our friend who's like in the pajamas and top knots, because just because Marie Forleo isn't showing up like sloppy doesn't mean she's not being authentic. It doesn't really have to do with the amount of makeup or clothes you're wearing. I think somebody who is generally put together, there are people we all know who are just, they feel better when they're maybe dressed up, have a little makeup on, and they just present themselves that way. And there's other people who don't give a fuck and they will walk, they'll be on people of Walmart wearing slippers and pajamas and, you know, looking like Britney Spears with their mascara on their face. So, and you know, and there's a big range in the middle. And sometimes we might even be those people who were like 90% of the time I'm put together and sometimes I'm sloppy, but that doesn't mean you're being inauthentic if you're not so showing this sloppy self all the time. You can show that here and there and you can be like, hey, here's how I am 1% of the time, but it's just about being just congruent. I like that word, with who you are majority of the time and showing.
But you need to know who you are. Like if you don't know who you are, how can you be yourself?
Yeah. I think, you know, what's interesting about that too, especially as far as online goes, I think the more you create content and the more you show up, the more you do learn who you are. It's almost like if you don't know who you are, you can still show up, because as you get to do these things, you start to know who you are and you start to learn about yourself while you're doing it. So I don't feel like it has to be one way or the other. Like you might try on some things at the beginning, and maybe, I mean, I know you and I did, where it was like being in competition shape and only showing up, you know, very tan and very lean, and then going, this is not sustainable. It's not going to work. And then slowly figuring out like, where do I feel the most comfortable showing up and online and in life? And so if you're also going, well, fuck, I don't even know who I am, that's okay too. I think it's just like, show up with whatever you fucking think, maybe try a few things on and then just go, yeah, that didn't feel right. Or that was too hard. You'll know. I think you'll know if you're not being authentic when it just feels like so much work. When it feels heavy or feels hard. Like if I have to show up when I'm super, super tan and super, super lean, and I feel like fat and chubby and pale today, and it stresses me out, then that's probably not how I'm going to need to start showing up. I need to show up in a way that's more easy and free, so I'm not freaking out every day about it.
It also comes down, and I love that you said that because it's so true. There's like a self-worth piece too. I love that you said that, like, it takes time and reps even to know who you are, because, you know, when you and I were competitors, that was the worth that we had. It was like, I'm only a worthy human if I'm lean, if I'm in tip-top shape, if I'm competing, if I'm winning shows, if I'm getting up on stage. So if that's where your self-worth is, then that's how you're only going to feel like it's possible to be accepted. And so, but then over time, you start having other parts of your life that you start to get wins in, whether that's, you know, in your career, whether that's for you as a mom. And when you start to see wins in other areas, you start to be like, oh, I actually have something else to contribute, not just being lean and tan and up on stage. So at least for me, I started to get wins in other areas. I was getting my clients' results and I was starting to build a business and I was starting to make more money. And I was starting to like get into that like sort of online people reading my blog and people were calling me smart. And I'm like, okay, this is a different level. And now that's gonna be another trap too. If you just like switch gears and you're like just different outfit, right? Same shit, different outfit. But over time you start to get wins and I feel like you're way more likely to feel comfortable showing up authentically when you feel like you're doing good work and you feel like you have something to contribute. And so I think I'm glad you said that because I do think it takes a certain number of reps and wins to be like, oh, it is safe for me to show up as myself because I've gotten results as myself. And so I think we always see this kind of push and pull of like, be yourself, but like, not too, like, how do you be yourself? Especially for newbies. You know, I look at, I don't know, like a fucking a Mark Zuckerberg or someone, that dude just wears like a hoodie or whatever, right? Because like he can, so he's like not trying to impress anybody. So it that's when I said there's like this ownership piece too, that once you get to the point where like I'm good with me, then I just own the fact that I wear a hoodie every day. Or I own the fact that, again, to your point, it doesn't have to be like, it's gonna be sloppy, but like sloppy is not necessarily associated with authenticity. But if that's how you want to show up, then you're comfortable doing it because you go, well, I have more to contribute than how I look. Or, you know, I can speak in my regular voice and I don't have to put on a different voice to be accepted. And I do think you need to get some wins. So I do think it takes some time. You know, it's funny, Shantae, Movement Maestro, she runs a 6-week Instagram intensive and she has people post every single day for six weeks straight. 6 weeks, I didn't say 6 months, 6 weeks. And I asked her why. I was like, why do you have people do that? Like, are you trying to get people to like go viral? I was like, you know, are they expecting like a massive amount of followers? And she goes, no, I don't promise any of that. She goes, they just need to learn who they are. Mm. And I was like, she's like, by the end of it, they are much clearer on their message. They're much clearer on their niche. They're much clearer on who they're helping, how they're helping, because they've had so many reps to fine tune it. And they just know who they are within the space. And I was like, that's fucking genius. So it's really about that. It's really about the reps.
It's so much about the reps. And I think too, it's actually this point that you made kind of made me think of another kind of like asterisk here, thinking about Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, you're a billionaire, you're Justin Bieber, you can dress sloppy. And it's like, when you have a certain level of success, you don't have to quote look the part. It's almost like if you have so much success, you don't have to prove you're successful. I will say there is a little gray area here in which if you want to be seen as an expert, that you shouldn't, or you should at least try to come across as an expert, like not come across as a fucking hot mess. There is a place to share the hot mess so people can relate to you. But if you're full on hot mess, just notice if your 90% is hot mess and you're 10% and you're not getting clients, like, are you showing too much hot mess? So I think there's also this balance of how much are you trying to quote be relatable and also be seen as an expert. And so that might mean that you do need to dress up a little better, or you do need to look a little more professional, because you have to also look through the eyes of your potential client. What are they seeing and who are they working with? And if they don't think you could handle your shit, then they might not hire you. And so it's a little tricky. It's like, be yourself, be authentic, and also like, don't show every shitty thing about you so that people don't trust you.
Right. Or they don't feel safe investing with you, right? Like, if I'm a hot mess and I'm like on social media, then I'm off for like 3 months and I'm back on, and then I'm like, I'm just not consistent. No one's gonna feel safe investing with me because I don't know. It's like, I'm a loose cannon. So I agree with you. It's funny because we can talk about this from the perspective of, actually, I went through this a few years ago and we did a rebrand at Jill Fit. One of the things we wanted to do was start increasing our prices for our programs. And I was like, we need to do a rebrand. People need to see me in more of like an expert role. And so the whole photo shoot was way more professional. It was like, not like so much like, I'm your best friend, I'm your cheerleader. It was more like, no, I'm the expert and like, you're going to learn from me. And it was just a rebrand, but it does, to your point, it gives off a different impression. So this is actually called in psychology research, competency triggers. So for example, they actually shown research that when people bring a briefcase to an interview, they're seen as more professional, even if there's nothing in the fucking briefcase. Literally, you're just carrying it. Someone go, oh, like, they look the part. So I agree with you. I think there is some of that. Now, don't carry around a fake briefcase. But to your point, if you're trying to attract a certain customer, right? A customer maybe that, you know, you want to increase your prices, you want to attract a customer who maybe does want to be at that more elite level, then yeah, you do have to look the part. So, okay, like we need to get a professional photo shoot done. Like we just got to do it. I know it's like hard, but we got to like get like rise to the occasion. If you just want to be best friends, cool. Then your girl next door look, you know, regular, whatever. So I agree with you. I think there's definitely a branding implication here for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to just go with a briefcase to my job application at like, I don't know. I'm trying to think where, like Whataburger or something. You just show up with a briefcase.
Yeah. Just go to In-N-Out with a briefcase. Be like, yeah. Look, I'm professional. All right. You want it? They'll be like, you're overqualified for this, ma'am. There's nothing in the briefcase.
Yeah, I'm picturing all the jobs that would be hilarious to just open the briefcase.
I'm like, do you people even have briefcases anymore? Like,
I do not think so. I don't even carry a purse anymore. I did for a long time. Now just my phone. Not even a wallet. You just shove your ID in your phone and you're good.
Totally. That's it. This is so funny. Anyway, it's a good conversation.
Y'all, just be yourself.
If you don't know how to do that, then hire an authenticity coach to help you be yourself.
Or unless you're an asshole and then don't be yourself, be someone else who's nice.
I mean, those are just a great parting words. So thank you guys for being here. We really appreciate you. If you have not left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, we would absolutely love if you did that. Go ahead to scroll down in Apple Podcast, give us a 5-star review as well as a couple sentences letting people know what you love about the show. We always appreciate those so much. You guys are the best. Thank you for being here. Thanks for your time and attention. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys.